When theory clashes with fact. In the past two centuries, many strategies have been pursued by socialists the world over. Socialists have tried waiting for the masses to achieve socialism from the bottom up, and they have tried imposing socialism from the top down. They have tried to achieve it by evolution and by revolution. They have tried versions of socialism that emphasize industrialization, and they have tried those that are agrarian. They have waited for capitalism to collapse by itself, and when that did not happen, they have tried to destroy capitalism by peaceful means. And when that did not work, some have tried to destroy it by terrorism. But capitalism continues to do well, and socialism has been a disaster. In modern times, there have been over two centuries of socialist theory and practice, and the preponderance of logic and evidence has gone against socialism. There is, accordingly, a choice about what lesson to learn from history. If one is interested in truth, then one's rational response to a failing theory is as follows. One breaks the theory down to its constituent premises. One questions its premises vigorously and checks the logic that integrates them. One seeks out alternatives to the most questionable premises. One accepts moral responsibility for any bad consequences of putting the false theory into practice. This is not what we find in postmodern reflections on contemporary politics. Truth and rationality are subjected to attack, and the prevailing attitude about moral responsibility is again best stated by Rorty. Quote, "I think that a good left is a party that always thinks about the future and doesn't care much about our past sins," unquote.